Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
3733. We now return to Tampa Bay's number one morning show, the Mike Calta Show.
It's Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. In the studio with us, two of our friends, one I just met, one that I've been friends with for a little while. This is Mike Suarez, better known as Mush.
Hey, what's up?
Do you like Mush or do you hate Mush?
Yeah, it's my producer name.
I love that.
It can't be like, we should call this guy Mush. He's great at everything.
That's, by the way, Galvin and Carmen are back at the station. I forgot to tell everybody that.
Yeah.
And then the lovely and talented and very funny Natalie Cuomo is here, who we just had so many revealing conversations off the air. Let's get something out of the way right away. You went to Universal yesterday?
I went to Universal 2 days ago.
2 days ago. And you rode a roller coaster for the first time in your 27-year-old life.
Yes, I did.
And was it scary?
I picked the Velocicoaster as my first roller coaster ever.
Awesome.
It was fun.
Fun. You were going to say fun. You stopped yourself.
You're good.
It was fun.
It was so fun. It was so fun.
I have not been on the Velocirope.
It was fun.
It goes upside down like 3 or 4 times. You would hate it, Mike.
There's no way I'm going
to be fair, me and Mike don't have a lot of choices on roller coasters.
But also, I'm just too much of a chicken. I do not. I don't know what. I don't like the up part. I don't mind the upside down part. I don't like I don't like that at all. It freaks me out. It gives me anxiety, and I can't do it. And also, I have kids now, so I don't want to cry in front of my kids on a roller coaster. So when I saw that for you, I was like, yeah, good for you. And then I wondered if you were going to come back with stories that you threw up on yourself or whatever. But no, you liked it.
I wouldn't say that I'm confused about how I felt still. It was very intense. And the thing is that I had never even been on a roller coaster, so I didn't know any feelings to expect.
Right. This is what girls say when they have sex with Joe. They don't know how they feel afterwards. They don't know how to explain it. It might have been good. It might have been bad. They did throw up.
But it only lasted 2 minutes.
The exact same thing, yeah. So, okay, so you guys, Natalie is going to be at Side Splitters. They're both going to be there all weekend. This is such a confusing schedule. You and Soda are there tonight. Yeah. Through Sunday?
Through Saturday.
Through Saturday. And you are doing a show on Saturday before that show?
I am there Saturday at 6 p.m., and that is the only show that matters.
What are you doing tonight?
I am preparing for the only show that matters, which is Saturday at 6 p.m.
So Thursday and Friday, you have nothing, and then Saturday you're at Side Splitters.
I came to Tampa early to see you, Mike.
That's a correct answer that I was looking for, Natalie, and I appreciate it. Our relationship is growing by bounds, and this is going to make Bobby Kelly so angry. He does not want us to be friends like we are today.
And you know what, Bobby?
Mm-hmm.
He's
jealous.
I'm sorry.
He likes you.
Yeah.
He just doesn't like anything to come in between he and I, especially an adorable girl. He doesn't want that at all. Because although he has beautiful lips and smooth skin, he is nothing compared to you.
That's very sweet for you to say.
That's what I do.
Bobby, the thing is, I'm looking at a picture of Bobby as we speak.
The best picture ever.
And I can't even compete. I can't compete with him.
I don't know. Put the headdress on and we'll see how you look. Now, I have so many. So this is the first time that Natalie and I have met in person. You've been on the podcast before, and we follow each other on social media, so we know what's going on. I have questions about your tattoos, which I know everybody does when you go on shows. But you're young and you're little and you have a lot of them, and so it's a very obvious thing. So what was the first one?
The first.
And how old were you?
The first tattoo I did myself.
Oh, what were you, in prison?
Basically.
Yeah.
You don't have a good record of first things. Never been on a roller coaster, go on one of the scariest ones. Never had a tattoo, do your own, your first one.
No, that's actually pretty cool. I was 15. I did it myself with a sewing needle and some Indian.
So nobody told you about AIDS? about that time? You weren't like afraid of hepatitis
with,
or something?
No, I cleaned it with a lighter.
All right.
She wasn't in Somalia.
Yeah.
Look, that only works with a lighter when you're taking splinters out. All right, go ahead. So you clean the needle.
Yeah, and I just did my best friend's initials.
Uh-huh.
But my first real tattoo I got when I was 18.
And what was that?
It was a garlic plant.
Uh-huh. And why do you... See, now the other thing is none of your... They all mean something to you. Or they don't mean... I remember you saying it. You were like, I just get what I want to get.
They all kind of remind me of like a time in my life that I got.
Okay, that makes sense. Now, what did the garlic plant as your first tattoo get?
That meant something. My friend in high school, she drew it.
Okay. And you in love with this girl?
Well, we worked on like a farm together.
Is that code for something?
We did things on that farm together that you guys would be lucky if you knew about.
Yeah. So how old was your first lesbian experience? 15 or younger?
What?
You heard me.
That means yes.
Yeah, I know it means yes. I just want to know the...
When did you start planting crops?
I'm sorry. We worked on a farm.
Right.
We had a lot of fun this one day when we were working...
When did you start milking each other on that farm?
We were working in the garlic shed.
What's a garlic shed? I'm Sicilian. I don't have a garlic shed.
And so she drew a garlic plant, and I said, the day I turn 18, I'm going to get this plant tattooed to my leg right next to your initials.
She must have did some really good stuff to you in order for you to get a garlic plant tattooed on you.
And, yeah, we have each other's initials on our ankles, and I have the garlic plant.
Is she still friends? Are you still friends?
We're not still friends.
Whoa. What happened?
We fizzled out.
Really?
Yeah.
You started liking guys, and she was like, this is not our plan.
I guess.
This is not what we talked about on the farm.
She wrote me a few letters. I wrote her a few letters, and it just, you know.
Letters?
Fizzled.
In the 70s? You weren't even born. So now you got this garlic thing mm-hmm. to always remind you of her.
Here it is.
Oh, let me see it.
That's it.
Oh, that doesn't look like garlic.
It's a scape. It's a garlic scape.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a little thing. I mean, we were on a real farm here.
Yeah. Well, how did you get on a farm? Where are you from?
I'm from New York City.
Yeah, so how'd you get on a farm?
Her and I went to a farm for the summer.
Oh, man. You city kids.
Were you, sent there?
We were not sent there.
Okay.
We enjoyed ourselves.
Okay. You went to migrant worker fantasy camp?
Well, okay, so what do your parents do?
My mom was a landscape architect, and my dad was an English teacher.
In Manhattan?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have a relationship with them now?
Yes. My mother, I live in her basement.
Okay.
And my father, I see occasionally.
Hence the rest of your life.
Yes.
Okay. Now, did he and your mother got divorced?
Absolutely.
And that's when you started hating him and went to the farm?
No.
To eat garlic, if you know what I'm saying?
I love my dad.
Mm, oh, you do?
He's great. I just, obviously, he traumatized me in ways that are expressed all over my life.
Mm. All over your body with tattoos?
Yeah.
I got you. Okay. I don't know. My dad really wasn't around much when I was a kid, but I didn't. I'm cool with it now. We're friends.
Yeah, no, we're buddies.
All right. Well, interesting. I have a daughter. I'm just trying to learn all the things that not to do.
Oh, the things not to do?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
The day my daughter tells me she wants to go to a garlic farm is I know when I've given up being a father.
If she says, hey, I'm going to go spend a couple months in a garlic farm in Connecticut with this girl.
Yeah.
Say.
Do all girls go through that I might like girls phase?
We also did this thing where we would see how long we could go without washing our pants. We would eat raw potatoes. Like, we were just weird.
This is the best story I've ever heard.
I don't think this was a farm. I think she was in some sort of facility.
The other girl didn't even exist.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing.
I don't know. She's not washing her pants. She's eating potatoes. We got to send her somewhere.
Stop writing me back after I took these pills.
Okay, so what other? This is great. Did you do anything else that you can tell us about?
I've done. What do you mean?
I don't know with on the farm and all that. I think this is
the
like
farm is not that crazy.
I don't know. Everything about it seems pretty nuts.
What's nuts on the farm?
I don't know. If I sent my daughter to a farm and for a camp, and she came back and she was like, "Well, I'm a lesbian and I eat raw potatoes."
No.
Oh, by the way, I got this tattoo. I'd be like, "Okay, this was the wrong camp."
It was not a camp. I should clarify. It was not a camp. It was a full functioning farm. farm.
You just went to go to the farm?
We worked there. We worked there for free.
And
lived
there?
We just lived there, and we worked there for free.
You, like,
and we
sleep
lived
in
there.
Hay and stuff?
We slept in a little, like, cabin, and we worked every day. We, like, weeded vegetables, blah, blah, blah. I learned that I was allergic to peaches, and...
You're a mess.
Yeah, that's why you broke up.
This. Yeah. Will you live here and work on my farm and take care of my chickens?
To be honest, I saw no chickens. I saw no vegetables. And you know, my specialty is with vegetables.
Okay, so interesting, because I have a tortoise. I have a giant tortoise.
You're kidding me.
No, I swear to God. And I feed him 3 heads of romaine lettuce a day. So I tried to grow my own romaine, and it was working great. And I had a guy building me a planter because I can't keep it out back because we have deer and everything that eat all the vegetables. So I was going to keep it in the screen-in area. And it took so long to build it, all my lettuce died. So I have to start over again. But that's all right. I'll start over. It took 3 weeks. It grew in. So I'm already a farmer. And I've got animals.
Yeah.
I've been dying to get chickens, but these guys make fun of me all the time when I want to get chickens.
Yeah. Why would you get chickens? Because you don't like what?
Eggs.
Yeah.
I don't eat eggs. Well, I don't eat eggs. I certainly don't want to eat eggs out of my pet chickens. Well, watch them come out of there.
Alligator.
Get some male chickens.
Right. Well, then aren't those
are roosters.
Roosters? Or don't they just walk around making noise and stuff? I don't know. I'm starting to think chickens are a bad idea. Maybe I'll just have you come over and make some garlic. That'd be just fine for me.
Make garlic.
Whatever. You grow it, strip it, whatever you guys do. Evidently, there's a plant I was unaware of. All right. What was the second tattoo? I hope each one has a wonderful story like this.
Oh, my God. The second.
Well, that's like, you know, tell me some good ones. Tell me, like, ones that have good stories.
That story is pretty hard to top.
What is that? That is numbers?
What numbers?
I don't know. I can't see from here. I'm old.
I guess.
Are those words?
I guess over the pandemic, I bought a tattoo, quote unquote, machine on Amazon.
As opposed to the AIDS needle that you used on the first one.
Yeah. And okay. I have what I call a practice leg. So I. You get me.
Yeah, but good-looking girl like you could probably find some galoot guy to be like, hey, let me. Some guy that's covered in tattoos to be like, let me just practice on your arm.
I've done that. That's my arm.
Yeah,
but I have
your arm, not your arms. You're supposed to do it on other idiots' arms so that you can look fresh and clean.
That was my boyfriend at the time.
Oh man!
But I have a practice leg for myself.
Okay,
and so. I did a few tattoos on my leg. Those are some fun stories.
You have to keep that leg, you know, for the rest of your life.
I can cover it up. Like, there's something really fun about just exploring on your own
but
body.
Of all people who shouldn't be covered up, you're one of those people that the less covered you are, the better it is.
What are you talking about?
I've seen you in a bathing suit. It's perfect.
Yeah, but being covered in tattoos is, like, the most beautiful thing in the world.
Not always. I like it. Like, I like the girls with tattoos, but there's certain people that don't. All right, all right, whatever. You're not doing it for them.
If you don't like girls with tattoos, then you don't like me. That's not my problem.
All right, I feel like we just broke up. Okay, so which boyfriend let you practice on? Do I know this one?
No, you don't.
That would never happen to me. There's no way a girl's going to be like, can I just practice on your arm? I'd be like, absolutely not.
It's really fun. It's a bonding experience. And then I actually got to put my name on him a bunch of times.
You did. Yeah. And he still has that now. Just like you have the garlic.
No. He had his new girlfriend cover it up.
Oh. That would probably make girl mad. I have my wife's name on my arm. And that doesn't bother me as much as the fact that I have my dad's badge, his shield, on my back shoulder over here. And I forget about it sometimes. Mm. And I always think that if I ever go to jail, this is going to be the worst thing I ever did in my life. Like, I don't have any intention of going to jail, but the minute I go in and I get in the shower, I'm a guy with a cop shield on, and everybody's not going to trust me, and they're going to hate me. Some of those I didn't really think through very well.
What do you think you'd go to jail for if you were to go?
Hitting somebody, maybe. Because they're very sensitive about that down here. Like, you just slap somebody and they'll arrest you.
Really?
Yeah. So, although I'm pretty good now, right? Like, I haven't had any confrontations with anybody or yelling or anything. But there was a time where I thought, eventually I'm going to... Like, I've been pulled over a couple of times by cops who were looking for me. That happened.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, I went to a Starbucks drive-thru. This is like 5 years ago. And they have a big, like, overhang sign. And there was a guy who was there to fix the sign, but I don't know. So he just stops in the middle of the drive-thru. And I'm behind him and have been for 5 minutes waiting to get up to the drive-thru. Then he gets out of the car, and so I beep the horn. I'm like, what are we doing here? You just getting out and going for a stroll in the middle of the thing? He gives me the finger. So I pull up next to him, and now we're in an argument. I get out of the car. He gets a little close to me. I have to push him away from me. And then he's like, I'm here to fix the sign. I go, oh, my goddamn mind reader. You just stop in the middle of the thing. So I go get my coffee and I go on my way. And like 10 minutes later, I stop in the next door. I have to go pick something up. I come out and there's a cop waiting for me by my car. Like they found me like that in 2 seconds. And I wasn't even on a main street. So that kind of stuff. Like,
you barely
I'm not,
did anything.
But in this state, you just push somebody or something like that and that becomes a problem. So that's the only thing. Like I don't, and you know, that's it.
They're very sensitive.
So, but no, I don't want to go to jail because I will admit that that is a good deterrent for me because I don't like butt stuff and I don't want to be away from everything. Plus, I can't be without my phone for 5 minutes. Can you imagine how crazy it would go?
Okay, so I also have a serious phone addiction. I feel guilty about it, but I'm also like, I work on my phone.
Do me a favor. Turn that mic a little, just the front of it, just turn it towards your mouth so when you go, yeah, just, you're good. So, yes, I need it. And people give me garbage about being on it all the time and doing stuff on it. But it's my world. Everything is in there. And I'm constantly doing stuff.
I love my phone.
Yeah. All right, good. We're back together again.
Oh, thank God. I missed you. I was trying to tell you this before we went on air. And you just were like, save it. But you don't understand. Like,
what?
Yeah. You don't understand. Yesterday, I drove from Orlando to Naples and then from Naples to Tampa just to see you.
Orlando to Naples, Naples to Tampa. That's quite the triangle. You really drove to Orlando, though, to go on a goddamn roller coaster. Don't make it like that had to do with me.
No. I was in Orlando because that's where I was.
Then you went to Naples because there's a seafood restaurant that does comedy.
No, there's a wonderful restaurant.
I'm teasing. I love Captain Brian. I love busting his balls. There's Captain Brian's Off the Hook Comedy Club, which does also have wonderful seafood.
And I had a fantastic show. And then immediately after, I drove because I was like, I need to see.
You're a web of lies. You didn't drive. Your tour manager drove. You have good teeth.
I do have good teeth.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for confirming.
I grind them.
You do? When? In general or during stuff?
In the night.
Yeah, in the night.
They're loud. They're loud as can be.
Mm. Is that what kind of bug me, I think?
I have a mouth guard that I wear, but I don't like wearing it. Like it's so loud that if someone's sleeping in another room, they can still hear it.
Hear you grinding your teeth?
Yeah.
How do you have any teeth left?
They're whittling away.
Oh, listen, you're going to be way less attractive with no teeth than you're putting out there now. I'm putting that out there.
I hope by the time they're gone, I'll have enough money to get new ones.
I talked to Mush last night. He told me you were coming over there. I told him I'd give him a bonus if he could take pictures of you while you're sleeping.
Really?
And I said,
why didn't you come in?
I'm just kidding, in case anybody saw his phone. Okay. Now, Natalie is a comedian who does also a Twitch channel, which is insane to me that people... What do you do on that channel? I don't know. I'm old. I don't know how to operate Twitch, and I don't know. I know what it is, and I know it's very successful for a lot of people, and I know. But what do? You play video games on it?
My Twitch channel. Actually, lately, I've just been talking.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll talk for like a couple hours, and then I'll play video games.
So I only really play Call of Duty and like Madden. And when I'm playing Call of Duty, I'm serious about it. I don't want anybody to hear what I'm saying while I play. I feel like me playing online would get me canceled immediately.
It's pretty embarrassing. I think Twitch has helped my comedy significantly because there's no way to have a camera on you by yourself while you're playing video games without completely letting your guard down.
Right.
There's
no forget way. After a while.
So I'm like playing, by the way, I didn't grow up playing video games. I wasn't allowed to have video games. My parents were very strict.
Yeah.
So this is my first time playing these very basic children's games. So I'm just on Twitch.
Are you playing Candy Crush?
I'm playing Mario Kart. I'm playing Kirby. I'm playing Luigi's Mansion. So right. I'm playing these games that children are playing, and I'm doing terribly. I have smart steering on, and I'm coming in 12th. Like,
because you're hot, people are watching you do this.
No, it's not because I'm hot. It's because I'm hot and entertaining, funny, endearing.
But they're finding you because you're hot, staying because you're entertaining, endearing, and funny.
Thank you.
All right, I'm just being honest. If I'm flipping through the channel and there's some uggo playing video games, I'm like, I'm going to watch this bitch. But then I scroll through and I'm like, what's she doing? Hold on, let's see what this girl's doing. Like, she sucks at Mario Kart, but she's really hot. That I would get into.
Bush is just there because he's hot.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think people watch me just because they think I'm hot.
They don't come back just because you're hot. They clearly enjoyed it the first time.
I mean, I don't wear revealing clothes at all. Like, no, I wear sweatshirts.
Nobody wants to look at an ugly painting either. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I'm going to want a painting in my house, I want it to be a nice painting. So if I'm going to watch something for a half hour, it better be good looking.
Oh, it's not half an hour. It's 4 hours at a time.
4 hours?
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
What's the post-it say?
It says we haven't taken a 9 a.m. break yet, and we still have 3 commercial breaks left. So what he's basically saying is we have to take a break.
But you don't want to stop talking to me, do you?
I don't, but I'm having a good time, and we're on a roll. But you don't have to leave, so let's hold on. We'll take a break. We'll sit here in silence and stare at each other, and then we'll come back with more.
Sounds romantic.
All right. Listen, also, when we come back, we're going to play a game with Mush that we haven't played in a long time. You remind me of my old producer I tell you all the time, Moose. That's why sometimes when I yell at you, I call you Moose. And I would like to play a game with you that we used to play with Moose that I think you'll be great at.
Okay.
It doesn't require anything. You could stay right there and do it. And then we're going to play a game with you. Tell you all about it when we come back. It's the Mike Calta Show. This is 102.5 The Bone.
You're listening to Tampa Bay's most listened to morning show, The Mike.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.